Last week school started? Last week school started. Okay. So today I want to talk a little bit about school, a little bit about life. But first of all, I want to talk about this box. You can't see nothing in it, right? That's why it says what's in the box. You have no clue what's in the box. But I need a volunteer. Volunteer. Come on. Okay. Stand on this side or this side, whichever one you want. What I need you to do is I need you to put your hand in there and just make sure the snake doesn't get you. No. Put your hand in there and see if you can figure out what's in there. Okay, let's put one hand there and see if you can figure out what's in there.
A marker.
A marker, see if he's correct. He's correct. All right, have a seat. Next, one of you guys. Who wants? Come on, babe. Same deal. This time it's a snapping turtle. Okay, put your hand in there, see if you can figure out what it is.
Stuffed animal.
Can you figure out what kind of stuffed animal, maybe? Not really? Okay. I guess you just didn't have the heart to figure it out. Hey, who hasn't gone yet? You want to go? Hopefully you know what this is. Modern kids, I don't know. Okay. No. I don't even know if you know what. Well, you know it.
Glue.
You gonna stick with that answer? Good job. Anybody else want? You want to go? There's a hippo in there. It is a toy bike. Sometimes you ride your bike to school. All right. All right. So what's in the box now? You guys, you can't tell, right? Can't tell what's in there. We'll get to that in a second. So, quite a few of us in this room have been affected by school starting, and whether you're actually in school, in college, parent, grandparents, or just have to deal with the traffic of things, you have to deal with school. We are going to look at a scripture today, and it deals with you whether you are 6 or whether you're 67. It deals with you. It comes from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Sermon on the Mount is probably one of the most famous parts of scripture of Jesus' teaching. So if you open up to Matthew chapter 5. Verses 14, starting with 14. says, "You are the light of the world, like a city on the hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father." This is such a simple verse of verses, if you break it down, if you look at it. But for a lot of us, it's probably one of the hardest to accomplish in our lives. Keep in mind, when Jesus talked about this and said this to the people around him, there's no electricity. Paul was talking about a dryer and taking out electricity and all that stuff. Well, back in Jesus' time, there was no electricity. There was no, you couldn't flip a switch, you couldn't, you know, have lights on. Matter of fact, it wasn't until the 1800s until Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. So that's how far you got to go. And then after that, electricity started getting into homes and businesses and across America and across the world. It says in the first verse that everybody, if you're a believer, everybody is the light of the world. We become the light of the world once we become saved, once we come let Jesus in our heart. And it says in Romans 10:8, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So you got to confess and you got to believe, because you can't be a light of the world if you don't have the light inside you. Look at it this way. If you were a flashlight, and you didn't have the batteries in you, so think about somebody putting batteries in you and flipping the switch and then turning you on, and you were all bright and shiny and stuff like that. What's amazing about this verse is it compares us to Jesus. Now, I just want to clarify that it doesn't mean that we are Jesus, or we're going to become Jesus, or we're going to become little gods or anything like that, but it compares us to Jesus. We're supposed to be imitators of Jesus. We're supposed to be where we are like him. Just like if we were a sports star and we wanted to imitate, you know, we're like, man, I want to be like, you know, so-and-so. I want to be the best football player, so I want to look at how so-and-so does it on the field or whatever. You know, back in my day, it was Michael Jordan. If you're a basketball player, man, you wanted to be like Mike. You know, you wanted to eat those Wheaties and be like Mike. So it means our identity is in Christ. Think about it this way. I'm a son, a husband, brother, uncle, cousin, area coordinator for YFC. And think about what titles you hold. Are you cousin, brother, uncle, you know, cousin twice removed? But none of them hold a candle to being a follower of Christ. You see, Jesus declared himself the light of the world. That's how he declared himself. Ephesians 5:8 states, at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Ultimately, the source of light that shines out isn't from our power, but Christ's power, his grace, his mercy alone. Us shining, like I said, if we were a flashlight, actually. If we were a flashlight, and I took the batteries out of this, it wouldn't work anymore. It'd be useless. But if we have Christ in us, we're not useless. We're not thinking low of ourselves. We're not like we are the light of the world. We're shining bright for him. But the problem is that there's a battle. Ultimately, the source of light shines out isn't from our power, but Christ's power alone, just like the batteries I talked about. So we are this new creation and have this light for the purpose. Our purpose is to reach our homes, is to reach our communities, is to reach our families. It's for us to shine for all to see and not to hide it under the basket. Just like it was hidden in there. You guys had no idea a flashlight was in there. You had no idea that it was on. You couldn't see it. You couldn't figure it out. It's the same way we shouldn't be secretive with our relationship with Christ. Just like in here, in this room, we wouldn't hide these lights if we needed a source of light. Just like a lamp, we should show all around, not just part of our lives, but where we feel comfortable at. You know, we shouldn't shine our light like, if we're over here, oh, I feel comfortable over here, I'll shine over here. But if I go over here, oh, I'm turning my light off. I'm not gonna shine over here. That's not me. I'm not in that situation. I'm not gonna shine. When this situation over here might be where the light needs to be shined. There's a battle going on between light and darkness. It's been going on for centuries. The world's darkness considers corruption, evil, hopelessness. You know, darkness could be at school like bullies. It could be people being mean to you. At the workplace, it could be the same thing. People just not getting along, fighting. As the only light in the darkness, believers are to expose these fruitfulness works through a life that is distinctive and set apart from the world. We should be set apart. The light sets apart the darkness. It spreads. It spreads and sets it apart. The purpose of being visible, of shining our light, of shining the light, is not for us to go, hey, look at me. Look at my shininess. Look at my brightness. Look at like how well I shine out. I shine out better than this other person. I shine out further than this other person. It's not how it should be. It shouldn't be for self-glorification, but to bring glory to God and only to him. By shining our light, we're supposed to reveal the truth to people, give guidance to people, and show the way to God. I'm sure we can all think of a time when we were on a path somewhere, walking somewhere, and we couldn't see where we were going. And we're like, man, we really wish somebody put in a light here. I'm sure we've all said that. We're like, you know. So how do we shine our lights? Is it just really just easy click of the switch? No, it's through good works. It's what people see us do. And I'm not talking about good works like we go door to door and we knock on doors. I'm not talking about good works that's how we get to heaven. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being observable with actions of love, with service, with justice, demonstrating a changed heart, being different. Because if somebody knows you and you've changed, they're going to know that your light's a little bit brighter. They're going to know that somebody's changed your batteries. They're going to know that you went from some You know, think about it this way. How many of you guys have ever changed, opened up flashlight, maybe a toy or something, and there's an acid nastiness in there, and you're like, oh, and you got to clean it out. But once you put fresh batteries in there, man, that car goes, or that light shines. And that's what the change of heart is that God puts those new batteries in there, gets rid of that crud, gets rid of that junk, and wants you to have a purpose in life. Remember, good works, like I said, doesn't get you saved, doesn't get you a free ticket to heaven. You could buy 100 houses. You could give out tons of meals to people. You could give away tons of cash. But if you don't know Christ, all it is good deeds. 1 John 4:7 puts it like this. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves a child of God and knows God, but anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. We must be a source of light and accomplish our good deeds in love, not in spite, not in what we're trying to do. Our good deeds could be helping somebody out. Our good deeds could be not flaring up or getting into a fight when somebody pushes us that away. Or if somebody steals our glue at school, doesn't mean that we retaliate or go against them. We can also shine our lights, not just as individuals, not just me, it's Tom Cook, but we can shine our lights as a community of believers, as a church. Think about it this way. If this room was completely pitch black dark, we had the shades drawn, the lights were out, and it was nighttime, say midnight, and I have my little flashlight here, which actually works pretty well in the dark, but I had just one little light on, and I'm trying to find my way. And then Paul turns the light on. And then Michelle turns the light on. We all keep turning lights on. What's going to happen? The room's going to get more and more and more lit up. Where if we all had a light, then we could see what we were doing. Shining together can create a culture of evangelism where newcomers are drawn to us, are drawn to this community, drawn to this church. Because it's not about just us. It's about, once again, the glory going back to God. So why, when it comes down to why should we shine and not hide our lamps? Well, it says we should see our good deeds and glorify the Father in heaven. The focus should be on Christ. So focus should be on not us. When followers live like Christ-like lives, their actions and attitudes will lead other people to ask questions and turn their attention to God. If we're shining our light over here and we're walking this way and somebody's over here in the dark trying to find their way out of a room, where are they going to go? Towards the light to try to get out of the room. Not unless they're not thinking or they just try to really stubborn and they want to find their own way out. They're going to go towards the light. They're going to go towards the light. You got to remember, we can't be living a wishy-washy life. We can't be just shining our lives. When tragedy happens, we can't be like, oh, I'm shining my light now. A flood happened. Look at my light. We can't be shining our light with, hey, it's Christmas. It's Easter. Shine my light. No, shining our light's a continual thing, 24/7 thing. God gives us the Spirit to shine our lights. And those batteries Don't fail. Like last week when we were cleaning up and we were putting stuff away, is that the batteries to the screen wasn't working. So I had to switch out batteries back there. And I had to figure out how to do it. Get that turned off. Because I know how important it is to get those things turned off. And I was trying to figure out how to do it, and I was switching out batteries, whatever. But if you're living in Christ and you're walking with Christ, you'll never have to switch out batteries. Because if you switch out batteries, if you switch out your light, then it'll be all messed up. Two orphan brothers stayed in the slum district of New York City. One of them is crippled and hardly leaves his room. The older brother has to take care of him and buys him food. His younger brother lamented one day that he had seen sunlight for a long time. The older brother thought of an idea. He put on his ragged clothes, ran down the street with a small piece of broken mirror. He stood in the sun with the mirror. "What are you doing?" someone asked. He said, "See that window up there? I have a little brother staying in that room. He's crippled. The only sunlight he can see is what I shine up to him in that mirror." We're the only sunlight some people see. We are the only sunlight some people see. The question is are we running down the stairs and shining the light? Are we showing off? Not showing off like, "Hey, look at me," but showing off our light. Are we trying to strive and try to find ways to shine our light as individuals and as a church? I know one way that we and not to give myself a pat on the back, but I was told to kind of fit this in, and it's the only way I know how to fit this in, is that at Youth for Christ, when we're up there, we try to shine our light. We try to tell the kids about Jesus. And we do it also through the cookie handouts we do at schools and through camps we go to. And we try to shine our lights, and we give them Bibles, and we try to tell them about Jesus, shine our lights. And if anybody ever wanted to help shine light up there, that'd be awesome. Or wanted to make cookies so we could shine light with them in schools, that'd be awesome. But the point is that a lot of times you have to go out where they are. You have to see where they are. You have to go where they are. It's the same thing here with us. If all we do is sit here on a Sunday morning and say, "Hey, I got my light, I'm shining it, woo," and we don't go out these doors and shine our light, then our light's useless. We might as well just shut it off. Let me close in prayer, and then Bev's going to lead us in prayer for the students, teachers, for this school year. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, that you did give us a light. You are the light. You are the light of the world. And I pray, Lord, that you just give us the strength, the guidance, so we can be better lights for you. I pray, Lord, that you just watch over us, Lord, guide and direct our lives in this community, other communities that are represented, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you just be with us later as we're fellowshipping in the meal, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.